Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where there is nonetheless great fear, the fear that goes across the country. There's a brand new study that says that over half of Americans feel as if we are in imminent danger at least once a day. Danger from what? We will get to that coming up on the Michael Medved Show. We will also talk about the fact that for Republicans who are hoping for good results in senatorial and gubernatorial and House elections coming up, there's one less fear, one less imminent danger that people don't have to worry about anymore. It doesn't seem to me. It seems like that danger has gone away and just in time. What danger are we talking about? We will get to that. There is also a report that this is a summer for a Trump slump, and this coming despite the big speech, a lot of coverage that Trump gave during his first return visit to Washington, D.C., since he left the White House, which, as you recall, was before the inauguration of his successor, which was a fairly unique development, not seen since Andrew Johnson, another president who was impeached, and before that, the two Adamses. So what is the story with the Trump slump? We'll speak to Josh Kroshauer, who wrote about the fact that while he still dominates the Republican field, and most people believe he is likely to be the Republican nominee in 2024, it is a little bit less certain than it was in the past. Is this because Trump is, as he claims, the most prosecuted, persecuted individual in the whole history of the United States? He said that twice in his recent speech to the America First Study Institute, a think tank that was set up with former Trump appointees and very strong Trump supporters. We will get to that. Trump on the homeless. And there is more, a charge that one of the prospective rivals to Donald Trump has actually sanctioned and met with and involved with Nazis. Is that a fair attack on Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida? It's absolutely unfair and ridiculous. But we will get to that as well on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. Okay, first off, there is this. Merrick Garland was on NBC, the Attorney General of the United States. And Lester Holt asked him a question, and it's a smart question, and it's very appropriate, it seems to me, that Merrick Garland should face that question, which is, what would it mean if, as the Washington Post, the New York Times, and other mainstream media sources are saying, if they actually do prosecute President Trump for basically interfering with the smooth, under-the-law, law-and-order transfer of power that he is constitutionally obligated to facilitate. So wouldn't that tear the country up in a terrible way? Lester Holt's question, and then the answer from the Attorney General of the United States. Listen.
You used certain terms the other day that no one is above the law. The indictment of a former president, of a perhaps candidate for president, would arguably tear the country apart. Is that your concern as you make your decision down the road here? Do you have to think about things like that?
Look, we pursue justice without fear or favor. We intend to hold everyone, anyone, who was criminally responsible for events surrounding January 6th, for any attempt to interfere with the lawful transfer of power from one administration to another, accountable. That's what we do. We don't pay any attention to other issues with respect to that.
So Donald Trump. Trump were to become a candidate for president again, that would not change your schedule or how you move forward or don't move forward?
Say again that we will hold accountable anyone who is criminally responsible for attempting to interfere with the transfer, legitimate, lawful transfer of power from one administration to the next.
Okay, that goes along with a report in the Washington Post which says the Justice Department is investigating President Donald Trump's actions as part of its criminal probe of efforts to overturn the 2020 election results, according to four people familiar with the matter. Prosecutors who are questioning witnesses before a grand jury, including two top aides to Vice President Mike Pence, have asked in recent days about conversations with Trump and his lawyers and others in his inner circle who sought to substitute Trump allies for certified electors from some states Joe Biden won, according to two people familiar with the matter. Both spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss an ongoing investigation. The prosecutors have asked hours of detailed questions about meetings Trump led in December 2020 and January 2021, his pressure campaign on Pence to overturn the election, and what instructions Trump gave his lawyers and advisors about fake electors and sending electors back to the states. Now, this term fake electors actually turned up. This is in the New York Times. It turned up in emails that they have and that the Justice Department has where they use the term fake electors. In other words, they recognize that these are not people who were properly certified or recognized or elected to be electors in this situation. Now, Trump has responded, and he's responded to the idea of a prosecution going on and investigating him. And it's in that context, they report in Mediaite, that Trump took to his own social media platform, Truth Social, and issued what he likes to call a truth. It's not a tweet, it's a truth. And what he says is just more disinformation by the Democrats, like the Russia, Russia, Russia scam, impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, the long-running Mueller report, which ended in no collusion, and so much more. Now that we have found the answers to those crooked election-changing events, why is the Justice Department not prosecuting those responsible? Plenty of time left. And Trump went on to refer again to the rigged election, which seems to be his favorite topic, really his favorite one. He said in continuing this truth, people forget this is all about a rigged and stolen election, but rather than go after the people that rigged and stole it, they go after the people that are seeking honesty and truth, capital H, capital T, and have freedom of speech and many other defenses on their side. Justice Department should look at the crime of the century. Evidence is massive and irrefutable. Three exclamation points. The Georgia phone calls, he says, were perfect, all caps. Didn't he say that about that Ukraine phone call also that led to his first impeachment? Many people and lawyers on both sides were knowingly on the call. I assume the call was taped. There were zero complaints or angry how dare you charges made during the call. And no hang-ups by anyone aggrieved or insulted at what was said. They were perfect calls, plural. I was just doing my job as president and seeking fairness and the truth. The election was rigged and stolen, exclamation point. So if Trump is going to give hints of what his defense would be, his defense would be that he was doing his job and trying to expose the truth, and yes, that means that the election was in fact rigged and stolen. So in other words, he may turn this latest round of what he calls persecution of him, making him the most persecuted individual in the history of the country, he may turn that around to try to use it as an opportunity to prove, to the satisfaction of everybody, his point about a stolen election. 1-800-955-1776. We will be right back. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved show, the headline in Wall Street Journal, Trump, Pence give competing speeches. So who won that competition? Well, usually between a president and the vice president. The president wins because he's the boss, and certainly this president has an army of extremely loyal supporters out there. Many of them were present at the speech that he gave in Washington. And yes, when you actually listen to the audio, when you watch the speeches, there was an incomparably more enthusiastic response waiting for President Trump. Basically, Mike Pence is expected to run for president. He has a book coming out in November called So Help Me God, which is interesting. It's his first autobiography. And the title suggests that it's going to refer to his oath of office as vice president, which concludes with So Help Me God. And also the fact that Pence is a longtime and very outspoken evangelical Christian, really does believe in divine assistance. The headline in the Wall Street Journal about the two speeches, the subhead says, former vice president calls January 6th a tragic day. Ex-president says he has been persecuted. Mike Pence and Donald Trump returned to Washington to deliver competing speeches, with the former vice president briefly mentioning the January 6th Capitol riot and saying it was time to look ahead, and the former president attacking the congressional committee that has portrayed him as the mob's ringleader. I don't know that the president and I differ on issues, but we may differ on focus, Mr. Pence said Tuesday morning, that's yesterday morning, of course, to the Young Americas Foundation. I truly, truly do believe that elections are about the future. And by the way, Young Americas Foundation, the president of Young Americas Foundation right now is Scott Walker, who was the two-term governor of Wisconsin and who himself was considered to be a very lively presidential possibility back in 2016. Before he was early to drop out, and he was early to drop out saying he did so to try to protect against the possibility of Trump winning the nomination and destroying the Republican Party. Well, Trump won the nomination, and the Republican Party is where it is, very heavily favored for victories down the road, coming up in November. I don't know that the president and I differ on issues, but we may differ on focus, Mr. Pence said Tuesday morning. He said, I truly do believe that elections are about the future. Americans, he said earlier, have been through a lot in recent years, including a divisive election and a tragic day in our nation's capital. That was his only reference to January 6th. Nothing about coming within feet of having the mob get hold of him at his Secret Service detail, who were frantically calling their family members to say, well, may not be making it home tonight, honey. Thank God they did. Mr. Trump appearing hours later before a group made up of his former administration officials portrayed himself as endlessly persecuted, bringing up the two impeachment proceedings he faced in office. He derided the January 6th committee as made up entirely of political hacks and thugs. Where does it stop? Where does it end? He asked. Mr. Trump also repeated his claims of winning the 2020 election. We may just have to do it again, he said to applause. We have to straighten out our country. The biggest applause, however, came when he said that transgender women should be barred from competing in women's sports. He mimicked a biological man easily lifting weights, drawing laughter. It's so disrespectful to women, he said. Outside the Marriott Marquis, where camps of pro and anti-Trump demonstrators set up, waving signs and banners and shouting at each other, it's always a good sign. The Democratic National Committee paid for a truck to roll by with a mobile billboard welcoming Mr. Trump's return. You lost, it said. They are welcoming Mr. Trump's return. That's why the Democrats, organized Democrats, are putting in millions of dollars to try to help Trump congressional candidates and election skeptics, people who believe the election was stolen, trying to get them nominated as Republican candidates because there's an assumption they'll have a tough time of winning. Now, this may backfire. In fact, it's already backfiring in Pennsylvania, where the Republican candidate who has ties with QAnon is very extreme, is an absolute election denier, who was there in the Capitol as part of the demonstration on January 6th. He's not charged with anything criminal. But Doug Mastriani, who's also a colonel and a retired colonel in the Army and is a state senator. He's running neck and neck with the Attorney General of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, in a race where the, again, Democrats had worked to get him nominated because they thought he would be easy to beat. It's completely disgusting strategy to try to run ads for the opposition because you want to pick a weak opposition candidate. The best elections we've had, and this goes back to American history, to senatorial elections, presidential elections, certainly, are elections where there are two worthy candidates. Wouldn't that be something to hope for at least this time? Mr. Trump is facing possible legal problems and a Justice Department probe appears to be gaining momentum, writes the Wall Street Journal. The widely televised hearings have heightened pressure on Attorney General Merrick Garland to pursue a criminal case against Mr. Trump, who has signaled he might make another bid for the White House in 2024. It's not a signal. I mean, he's basically said it. He's all but running. In his remarks Tuesday, Mr. Pence primarily spoke about a need to unify conservatives around common goals as the party looks to regain control of Congress in the midterm elections and looks to defeat President Biden. He criticized a pernicious woke agenda from liberals and big corporations and criticized the administration on border security and energy policy. At the very end of his speech, the very first question that he took from the audience is Young America's Foundation, it's college students mostly. First question from the audience of young conservatives was about the former president and the divide between the two of you. And Mike Pence said this. He said, I don't know that our movement is that divided. I don't know that the president and I differ on issues, but we may differ on focus. So what about the fact that President Trump did something I think is very appropriate? Is he focused on an issue that most politicians, right and left, have been ignoring, which is a huge issue for everybody. It's a homeless issue. So what did Trump have to say about that? We will get to President Trump's contribution to the idea of whether there really is a slump, Trump slump. And what is it that 52% of all Americans say they fear every day? Imminent danger. How? Where? We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show.
Prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from MyPatriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate approved a $280 billion bill to boost scientific research and the U.S. semiconductor industry, sending the legislation to the House, where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has promised quick action. Fears of a recession rise as the United States waits a second quarter report on GDP. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says the time has come for President Biden to take accountability.
The first step to fixing any kind of crisis is to first admit the crisis, admit the problem that he's created, and he won't do it. Joe Biden won't look the American people in the eye and admit that his programs have failed.
the Louisiana Republican, speaking at a press conference on Wednesday. The Fed Reserve announces a 0.75 percentage point interest rate hike. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The strange elements of this country right now is how a few words by one office holder in the country, I mean, literally just a few words, can change the lives of hundreds of millions of people, really. The market is having a very good day. The market's approaching 600 points up on the Dow Jones. And why? It says stocks rallied and bond yields tumbled after Jerome Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve, said the Federal Reserve will slow the pace of increases at some point, while adding that officials would set policy on a meeting-by-meeting basis rather than offer clear guidance on the size of their next rate move. The Fed's boss said the central bank is moving expeditiously when it comes to dealing with the threat of a recession. Okay, fine. I mean, look, I'm glad they're encouraged. I don't really understand why such a in-between, intermediate kind of statement would create all this enthusiasm, but those animal spirits, as Alan Greenspan used to refer to them, have been unleashed on Wall Street, and for people who have 401ks or who care about the future of the economy or care about the chances of avoiding some kind of dire recession that we quoted Larry Summers as talking about yesterday, well, this is good news. And I had mentioned good news also was something less to be afraid about for Republicans, which is one of the problems that Republicans have been facing, and everybody has pointed this out, and it's unquestionably the case, is that when people are voting for members of Congress, they generally vote for a party. Most people don't know that much about their own representative in the House of Representatives, and they don't know that much about the people running against that member of the House. But with Senate races, you find out all kinds of stuff about people who are running, particularly if they are celebrities before. One of the seats that should be no problem for the Republicans to hold is the Senate seat in Missouri, which is held by Roy Blunt right now, who is a good, solid conservative Republican. He's been in the Senate and the House before that for a long time. He's part of the Senate leadership. He's retiring. And Missouri, which has been going heavily Republican, for a while it looked like a sure thing. But then Eric Greitens, the former and disgraced governor, got in the race, and he was running ahead. And there were all kinds of people who said very openly, Republicans, we can't vote for Eric Greitens. We can't nominate him. This is a guy with an extremely scandalous background, and it's not just personal scandals. It's scandals of mismanaging money for veterans charities and all kinds of stuff. In any event, there is a new poll. This is covered in National Review. It's covered in National Journal, and it's very striking where Greitens seems to have dropped to a distant third place and simply is not likely to win the nomination anymore. Much more likely to win the nomination, and then to almost a sure thing to win the election, is a guy named Eric Schmidt, who's the Attorney General of Missouri. Concerning the polling, it says, good news, this is from the National Review, good news in the Missouri Senate race, where Democrats are banking on disgraced former Governor Eric Greitens winning the Republican nomination to save them. He's also the guy who did that video, the ad, showing him leading a squadron of Navy SEALs, fully armed and with semi-automatic weapons, crashing into somebody's home, and they said they were going rhino hunting, going after Republicans in name only. And the ad was widely panned because, you know, right now to say that you're going to use violence to do home invasion assaults on people you disagree with who are your fellow Republicans. Okay. So Eric Greitens the Democrats were counting on Greitens to save them. Greitens, despite tepid fundraising and up-and-down polling in a three-way race, has remained stubbornly within striking distance or at times in the lead. Now, three recent polls in the race all show the state attorney general, Eric Schmidt, pulling ahead. And it's substantial. Trafalgar has Schmidt at 27 points. Vicki Hartzler, a congresswoman, at 20 points, and then Greitens is far behind at 20 points. And then Emerson has Greitens also falling to third place. Now, it's not over. The election's next week. But it does look like this should be a solid Republican seat, and the Democrats are going to take one seat more off their priority list. And there is more in news concerning the reaction to January 6th, which is not only what the Justice Department is going to do. The interesting thing about that interchange between Lester Holt of NBC and the Attorney General of the United States, General, because you get that title when you're Attorney General, General Merrick Garland, the interesting thing about the interchange is the assumption that Lester Holt put forward, which is an assumption that it's very hard to see any attorney general ever making, which is that there's somebody who may be guilty of a crime, in this case the crime of obstructing Congress in an official proceeding, maybe even of a seditious conspiracy. That would be much harder to make stick on President Trump. But the point is that you can't say, well, this would be so divisive for the country that we're not going to prosecute someone, or to say that, well, if he runs for president, then we can't interrupt the election by prosecuting him, because the other reaction is that, well, if he is guilty of any of these crimes, isn't it more important to find out or at least move in that direction before an election where he could very conceivably be installed for another term as president. President Trump is talking about his position on issues. And he actually spoke about homelessness, which most candidates for president and for Senate and other offices have not said anything about. Here was President Trump in his speech to the America First Institute. Listen.
From all places, lying along the roads, that's without the tents. And then you look at the tents and the homeless, and you say, what's happening to this great bastion? Perhaps some people will not like hearing this, but the only way you're going to remove the hundreds of thousands of people, and maybe throughout our nation, millions of people we're talking about, and help make our cities clean, safe, and beautiful again, is open up large parcels of inexpensive land in the outer reaches of the cities, bring medical professionals, including doctors, psychiatrists, psychologists, drug rehab specialists, build permanent bathrooms and other facilities, make them good, make them hard, but build them fast, and create thousands and thousands of high-quality tents, which can be done in one day.
Okay, it can be done in one day. I'm not sure that's the case. The other question becomes, how do you persuade people who like being in Center City, who panhandle there, how do you persuade them without force to actually go out there and occupying these campgrounds? I'm afraid it's not quite as simple as some people would like to see it, but there's more from Trump's speech. Highlights, lowlights, we'll get to it coming up on the MedVet Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel, to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution, and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved show. Look, I give President Trump credit. At least he is addressing an issue that is a national issue. And it is true that the primary responsibility for that issue is local governments. And if not local governments, state governments. But a big federal initiative on homelessness, like the one that President Barack Obama instituted, and then it crashed and burned and accomplished absolutely nothing. He had basically said that beginning that effort in 2009, that within 10 years it would end homelessness. There would be no more homeless people on the streets and in the parks and under freeway underpasses. Guess what? It didn't work. One of the biggest flops of the entire Obama administration, and there were many. But the problem you have of moving people out to the countryside, and because people live in the countryside, and do many rural communities welcome the idea of a vast new tent encampment provided by the federal government with doctors and social workers who are apparently paid by the federal government? And given the fact that we are talking about thousands of people, we're talking about, yes, probably hundreds of thousands of people nationwide. There are almost 100,000 in Los Angeles alone. But when you're talking about all those people, the amount of money that would be invested would be huge. And how do you make that kind of investment without encouraging more homeless people if what they're going to be done is going to be lure them out to the countryside with free goodies and free sustenance of every kind? 1-800-955-1776. Sid in Atlanta, you're on the Medved show.
Hello?
Hello, Sid. Hi.
Hello. Hey, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you taking my call.
You bet.
Trump talking about the homelessness, and I hear you talk about the homelessness. And the difference is that particularly you talk about how the homeless affects the city. You complain about the homeless. And I think that Trump is a true Democrat. He's the first rhino I ever met. But just like Obama wanted to withdraw troops from Iraq, Trump wanted the same thing. Trump wanted universal health care, just like Obama. And the Republicans had to docile him to be a true Republican. So I think that while Trump is talking about solutions, like a Democrat usually do, Republicans usually talk about how the homeless looks with the community and things like that. And let me ask you one question, Michael, which is not pertaining to this. What would Trump's cabinet look like if he win? Who's going to want to run in his cabinet, knowing what they know now?
Okay, look, I think this is one of those things. There was a very big piece about this by Jonathan Swan, who spoke to a lot of Trump's closest advisors about what they would be doing. What he has said is he would have a very different cabinet than the first time. One of the things he would insist upon is that he would only take important people in key positions who believe that the election was stolen. He doesn't want any people who understand that Biden is the properly installed president. And he also wants to do something like removing from civil service protection something called Section F or Category F, so that basically he would be able to make sure that in all the top federal appointments, going across everything, I mean Federal Aviation Administration, Food and Drug Administration, he would be able to appoint and apply and lift up to cabinet status and other key federal positions people who absolutely agreed with him and were part of his side in the political wars. Sid, I appreciate your call. George in Tacoma, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hey, Michael. I heard you, what you said about Trump's kind of idea about the homelessness. I mean, you've seen what's going on here in Seattle and Tacoma. A lot of these people are breaking the law. I don't think it should be optional for people to get moved to these camps, if you want to call them that. A lot of these people should be in jail, but the solution of doing nothing and just letting these people hang around, a lot of these people are dangerous. I live in Tacoma. I work in Tacoma, and you can't go anywhere without feeling safe. I got my teenagers can't even go to the grocery store without them feeling unsafe these days. So I think Trump at least has some ideas and some solutions instead of just doing nothing about it. And your thought about, well, we can't force people. Well, if they're breaking the law or they're using drugs, that's breaking the law. These people could actually not have an option. It's either they go to these camps or they go to jail. But doing nothing about it is not the solution. As you can see,
I agree with you. I agree with you. I agree with you completely. And you'll notice I gave Trump credit because at least he's talking about the issue. I don't think there are any other prospective presidents yet who have even raised the issue because it's so explosive. And what you're saying is absolutely correct. First of all, it is a mental health problem. And there are many, many people like that woman who shot up Love Field in Dallas on Monday that you need to actually have some kind of greater ability than we have right now to take people who cannot take care of themselves, who are non-compos mentis, who don't know where they are, who are delusional, and sometimes very severely addicted to alcohol or drugs, to place them in under supervision. And if this means a mental hospital, yes. If it means some kind of penal institution, if they have broken the law. And frankly, sleeping in public parks in most places is breaking the law, and there are more cities that are attempting to do that. So, George, I am enthusiastically agree with what you had to say, and you're entirely correct. Just winking at it and saying, well, we have to bring them more food, and we have to bring them more clothing, and that's going to help them. I think the worst thing we can do on the homeless issue is to make it easier and more acceptable to basically choose a homeless lifestyle, which more and more people are doing, and not so much in places where the weather, at least part of the year, is challenging, but in California, in San Francisco and Los Angeles, and yes, here in Seattle, and yes, in Tacoma, and yes, around the state of Washington as well, it's a very, very difficult situation, and it is a national crisis that deserves attention. Okay, speaking of attention, there's a claim in Axios by a very respected political reporter named Josh Krauschauer saying that Trump's summer slump is just reaching its climax. And he writes that July and August are likely to mark former President Trump's worst back-to-back months since he left office. And it's a bad time for him, because what he's trying to do is make sure that people that he endorses actually get nominated and have a chance to win elections. And right now the verdict on that has been very, very mixed. By the way, we mentioned Eric Greitens, the disgraced former governor of Missouri who was running for U.S. Senate. Trump family is very involved in that campaign. Kimberly Guilfoyle, who is the fiance of Trump's oldest son, Don Jr., is one of the campaign directors for Eric Greitens. But Trump hasn't made the mistake of endorsing that former disgraced ex-governor. And why? Because I think at one point, even though he wants to get rid of Mitch McConnell and just said that again 2 days ago, that he wants to drive Mitch McConnell out of the Senate leadership, I think he does want sincerely the Republican Party to take over the U.S. Senate, and this helps make it possible. There's also good news shaping up in a couple of other key races around the country, one in Michigan and one in Wisconsin. We will get to that. And what is it that people are so afraid of? George in Tacoma said people are afraid to go out because of the homeless. He's right. There are parts of the city of Seattle where people don't even walk. It's like on 3rd Avenue and Pike Street. Very problematic. So what are people afraid of, and why are more than half afraid of getting hurt every single day?
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.